Robert De Niro, Marlon Brando, and Edward Norton star in the new heist film The Score, directed by Frank Oz. Film critic Henry Sheehan has a review.
Years ago, the idea of Robert De Niro and Marlon Brando appearing in the same movie together would have been electrifying news. Just the very announcement of such a project might have started lines forming in front of theaters everywhere, from New York's Upper West Side to the shores of Santa Monica. That, of course, was before De Niro started appearing in a different piece of commercial trivia every 6 months, and Brando became the weird hermit of the Hollywood Hills. Older viewers may think of De Niro and Brando as actors who worked with Bernardo Bertolucci, Elia Kazan, Martin Scorsese, and Francis Coppola. But for today's younger audiences, De Niro is the arson cop in Backdraft, and Brando is nobody. It wouldn't be outrageous to imagine the two finally getting together in, say, Scary Movie 3. The relief is that The Score is an okay, relatively adult movie. Making his first non-comedy, director Frank Oz displays a solid mastery of suspense and a good eye for fresh locations. The movie's screenplay, which boasts three writers, grade B dialogue, and cliched situations, is terrible. But by this time, commenting on the shortcomings of Hollywood scripts is a bit like making observations on the rain in Seattle. So what else is new? To say De Niro and Brando are co-stars overstates the case. De Niro, who plays a veteran safecracker based in Montreal named Nick, is really paired up with Edward Norton. His character, a punkish burglar of uncertain pedigree named Jack, teams up with Nick to rob the Montreal Customs House. Brando plays an aging fence who sets up the job and plans to dispose of the booty, a 17th-century jeweled scepter, but otherwise stays in the background. The De Niro-Brando relationship turns out to be enjoyably, if a bit eerily, reminiscent of those between Humphrey Bogart and Sidney Greenstreet in a variety of Warner Brothers thrillers from the 1940s. The comparison is doubly or triply apt because of Brando's enormous girth, whose circumference is truly Greenstreet-like in its proportions. In this scene, which could be taking place in a Casablanca coffee house, but which actually unfolds in a jazz club De Niro's character owns, the two argue over how to divide up the swag.
All right, I'm going to do it.
Good, good. Sweetheart. You're a sweetheart. Bravo. Making sense.
But because of the risk involved, my end's got to be $6 million.
Operator, I got a nut down here that just said $6 million. No, it's not paramedics, I think. You all right?
I'm fine.
$6 million? What happened to four?
I'm doing it in my backyard. I'm not going to go like that. I'm sorry. If you want me to do this, you got to pay me what's right. It's got to be that way.
I always pay you what's right.
You always think you pay me what's right. I always know when you pay me. It's not always right. I need this for this.
I like your style.
As entertaining as these occasional sideshows are, the main action unfolds between De Niro and Norton, an acting matchup that promises much but delivers little. Norton has been famous for his expertise since his debut as a City Billy murder suspect in Primal Fear, where he stole all his scenes with Richard Gere. Unfortunately, the ease with which Norton shifts characterizations has made him more a gifted mimic than a true translator of human feeling. Here, his character Jack masquerades as a mentally retarded janitor so he can get an inside job at the customs house. Jack's impersonation is impeccable, if all surface, but the same can be said of Norton's performance as Jack. It's technically proficient, but heartless. Norton is very much the male version of another talented but cold actor, Gwyneth Paltrow. Director Oz takes what he's handed and makes the very best out of it. Montreal is a rarely used backdrop, and Oz makes full use of it, from the streets of its picturesque old city to the sewers underneath. But he's a director, not a surgeon, and he can't implant a heart into an android's body. It's funny to think that when De Niro and Brando finally teamed up for a movie, that its problem would be a lack of feeling.
Henry Sheehan is film critic for the Orange County Register.